if you don't have $40,000, $30,000, $25,000 to say, here, help me, then they can't help you.
I'm Dr. Lisa Fitzpatrick, founder of Grapevine Health and your host of the Grapevine Health Podcast, a podcast highlighting stories, health insights, and experiences of community members. We started this podcast because too often discussions and decision-making about health and the healthcare system don't include perspectives from the people we serve. So listeners, if you have a personal story or an experience from working in the community or on the front lines of healthcare, contact us and we might have you on the show. The challenges accessing comprehensive dental care in the United States is a stain on our healthcare system. This week, I invited Carlos Richardson to share his story, which highlights just how bad the problem has become. Hello, Carlos. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you today, Dr. Lisa?
Good. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell people what you're up to?
Okay. My name is Carlos Richardson. I'm in my early 50s. I'm in the process of working extremely hard to get, trying to get dental for myself, which is one of the hardest things I ever had experienced in my life. Because of the procedures and the fact that you don't have a certain amount of money, it's not affordable for certain people at a certain income bracket, even with insurance. And the insurance companies only do certain things, and the things that you need, they do not provide for you. So you got to have money or somebody you know with money.
if you will. Yeah, I've heard it's difficult sometimes to access dental services. And I really wanted to talk about this because I think we need to let other people know they're not alone when they're having trouble finding dental services, but also just hear from you about how we can improve access to dental services. So what kind of services are you seeking and what sorts of trouble have you been running into?
Well, with my situation, which is probably a lot of different people have the same situation I'm in, I have really bad dental situation going on. My teeth are actually falling out of my head. Having problems with pain, eating properly, eating, you know, if you're trying to eat correctly as far as your health is concerned, you're trying to eat right and be healthy. You can't eat with certain foods depending on, you know, your teeth. So I try to The only thing I can get a doctor to do is to pull them all out. But pulling them all out won't help if you can't put something back in its place. So what I'm trying to do, Lisa, I'm trying to get some kind of implants, which, you know, it's a new thing now. They've been doing it for about 20 years now. But it's a new thing to me that I didn't know that, you know, they provided that. And now that I make enough money, I'm saying, okay, dude, I make enough money. Let me go get these implants and get these bad teeth out of my head so I can be healthy, won't be sick. Because mm-hmm. my doctor informed me, you're swallowing poison every time you take a drink, every time you drink water, because you have, you know, teeth are rotting out of your head, out of your mouth. And it's a known fact that healthy teeth, healthy life. And teeth that are not healthy, you got a chance of contracting 120 plus diseases in your body if you have bad teeth in your mouth. It's a foundational thing, Dr. Lisa. It starts from the foundation. Yes, I can go back 500 years if I want. Do that, okay? I can go to the fact that mom and dad wasn't there when I was a baby boy, you know? I can go that I didn't have parents around, you know? But that's 9 times out of 10, that's probably the issue. People with bad dental, they didn't have parents. They didn't have people around, you know, teaching them how to take care of the teeth. And if you're a person who's been, you know, poor all your life, you find yourself not making enough money to have dental. not have health care, not have anything. Even once you do make enough money, they still have you jump through all kind of hoops just to get the dental care that you need.
Tell me about that, those hoops.
Well, okay, you got to have insurance. If you don't have insurance, of course, doctors don't want to see you. Unless you walk through the door with $20,000 cash, they don't even want to see you. They will give you the minimum, like they'll put you in the chair and they'll x-ray you. They'll tell you what you need done and then basically boot you out the door if you don't have insurance. Enough insurance. And even if you have enough insurance, the procedures that I need done, that a lot of people probably need done, they don't offer it because, you know, unfortunately, you just don't have enough money. And you would think healthcare and, you know, because healthcare and dental care is so different. Like my healthcare is great. I have like the top healthcare in the country. I do. And I go to the doctors with different issues. They put you, you know, they'll do their examination, find out what's wrong, and they send you through the whole nine yards to make sure that you're taken care of. And you pay little to nothing because you're paying a certain amount of money for healthcare every year. Dental's not like that. The bare minimum, they'll give you an x-ray or they'll pull a tooth. They'll give you x-ray or they'll clean it. They'll clean it and they'll pull it. And then before you know it, you have no teeth in your mouth. And how are you supposed to survive? How are you supposed to live a healthy life with no teeth in your mouth? How are you supposed to eat right? How are you supposed to eat at all? You know, if they don't pull it, then you're in pain all the time, every day, all day. You wake up and go to sleep in pain. Then you find yourself taking pain medication. I'm speaking to me. Then you find yourself taking your pain medication like you eat your breakfast. You take two or three leaves or Advils or whatever is best for you. You're taking two or three every day. Every day. And that's not good for your health. You know, any doctor would tell you, you can't be taking five or six ibuprofens a day, but you have no choice because, and I don't know if you know, at least, but dental teeth, the pain that comes from your teeth is extruding. It's one of the worst pains known to man. It's one of the worst pains known to man because because it's right by your head. But it's so painful. So you have to figure something out. You either let them pull them off and then you can't eat, live with them, you can't eat in pain. You can eat a little bit, but you can't eat right. And it gets to a point where, you know, somebody needs to do something. So you see all the different programs. You see different people like Clear Choice who say, oh, we help everybody. Well, how about this? I went down to Clear Choice one time. Well, actually, I've been in it a few times, but I tried everything I can think of. Now, my credit's not good enough for Clear Choice. I went to something called...
What do you mean your credit's not good enough for...
They want, you know, they will... They Clear Choice is outstanding company. I'll give them a dollar to a donut. They're probably the best people that do the implants and dentures and things like that. They're expensive because they can be. They're expensive because they're good. So they're top of the line. But if you don't have $40,000, $30,000, $25,000 to say, here, help me, then they can't help you. They give you that boot and send you all out that door because or if you want to finance it, you got to have like a high 750, 760 to for them to even take the chance of finance. And this is the way that the young lady told me, and she made sense. They'll help me get a car, but they won't help me get teeth because they can always come back and get the car. It's hard to get the teeth back.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I understood it because I've been turned down. I've been turned down for proper dental care for 20 years.
So So you have been trying to get financing to fix your teeth, and you're saying you can't get it because your credit score isn't high enough.
My credit score is not high. Mm-hmm. You gotta have the top line credit. And I also went to a place called, and check this out, this is what attracted me to them. I went to a place called Affordable Dental Dentures and Implants. Okay, the word affordable, that's just to get you in the door. Because that word affordable, they might as well not even have that on there. They were higher than Clear Choice. I couldn't believe it. I go in here and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to be financing. I'm making a lot of money now, more than enough to pay. I can pay for my dental in 1 year if they'd allowed me to. But because of living, you know, you have to live your life. You got to pay your bills. You know, you got to put food on the table and things like that. I go in here and they was about $1,200 more than Clear Choice. Now, they did have some other options for me. Pull all my teeth. You know what I mean? Like I said, they'll do the small things. And your regular dentist, who does not these big companies, what they do, they have a procedure where as soon as you get through the door, what they want to do is sit you down and clean your teeth because they can make money off cleaning your teeth. Oh, that's $80 off the top, you know? And then after they clean your teeth, then you see a doctor say, hey, listen, let's just get, and I'm not saying I've been through this a dozen times. So I'm telling you, every dentist in the metropolitan area, I done tried to go to. So I'm just like, dude, I'm just tired of figuring, I got to figure this out. So long story short, your private dentist, they're probably good. They talk you out of, they try to talk you out of getting certain procedures because they know you can't afford it.
Oh,
they know you can't afford it, and they don't want to go through the hassle. They don't want you to get out their chair. It's all about money for them. They don't want you to get out their chair. They want you to stay. Oh, we can save this tooth, or we can save that. Oh, don't, I wouldn't do that if I was you. You know, they'll clean your teeth for $80. They'll get an X-ray for another $170. And before you leave, you owe them about $206 just for them to tell you, I can't help you.
Hmm.
You know, or they'll send you they'll have a whole list of things. Here's a whole list of things that we can do for you. And none of them is making me feel bad and getting this pain out of my head. It's all about them just making money. And that's how I feel. And these big companies, they it's nothing but about money for them. When you drive up in the parking lot, you see the Jaguars and the Teslas, and you're like, dude, I don't even know why I'm wasting my time. They ain't gonna try to help me. And I went as far as Clear Choice and said, listen, if y'all help me, I would do a commercial for free. You know how they have people doing commercials? I'll do the commercials. I'll travel across the country if you need me. I'll be your number one spokesperson if you help me. Was not happening. But then you sitting up late at night in pain, you see the commercial, Clear Choice, you know, all these testimonies. Dude, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, man, that could be me testifying with my good teeth. But I'm telling you, the dental system in America, man, doesn't make sense. Everything is so crazy expensive. They have new procedures now where they can give you implanted dentures. Even those are like $20,000.
Wow. So that figure you were quoted, $40,000 for the implants. How many implants was that?
It was going to be a whole, it was because everything needs to come out. Because I have a swollen palate. My palate is starting to swell up. Mm-hmm. And that means that that's a problem. That means it's an infection beneath my palate. Now, about 15 years ago, maybe a little more than 15 years ago, I had my palate opened and scraped and then sewed back up.
Why?
Because I had no choice because I was in too much pain. I was dizzy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a whole nother league of problems right there. It's just, they just will not do it. And I'm like, dude, what is this stuff made of that y'all can't, you know what I mean? That y'all can't just throw a dude a bone every once in a while. Pick one out the bunch and help them out, you know? But you know what? And unfortunately, I see a lot of my people running around with bad teeth. And it just reminds me of the 600-something-year head start that my counter people had. You know what I mean? I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying, dude, y'all had 600-year head start. Help a brother out.
Yeah.
You know, change some of these procedures, change some of these thoughts. Open up some kind of help in these, the same way you can every once in a while slide a certain amount of income for low income housing in these prestige neighborhoods, the same way you pass the law to do that, do the same thing for dental and healthcare. That's how I feel. I just think it's not, it makes you upset to see your people, good, great looking people, walking around with bad teeth. I wanted to teach Bible study. Guess why I decided not to do that? And I was teaching the Pentateuch for about 7 years. And my teeth started going so bad. Can't do that anymore. You don't want to smile. And I'm a people person. You know how hard it is for me not to smile and talk to people? Or when I take pictures, I'm like, you consciously doing like this so you don't have to show your teeth? And the average person who's not used to it, it's probably driving them crazy. It's probably the most miserable feeling inside that you can possibly have, because that's the foundation of who you are. Your smile, what comes out of your mouth. You know what I mean? What comes out of your mouth is the foundation of who you are. Just that simple, you know? So I find myself trying to figure this out, and I've tried everything. The only thing I haven't tried is this, somebody said, well, maybe you should try to go on this GoFundMe thing. And I'm because I don't know technology. I'm like, people don't know me. Talking about GoFundMe. But then that's still not fixing the problem. Let's say I do this GoFundMe thing and all of a sudden, you know, Clear Choice is like, hey, let's help this brother out. It's going to be good for us. Okay, let's say I get my teeth and I'm smiling. I'm living my life. I'm living the dream. It still doesn't fix the problem. We still got everybody behind me that need teeth. You know, I know a married couple that lives in Southwest on the street, one on one end of the bridge and one on the other end of the bridge. And this couple both have terrible mouthful of teeth. And the young lady told me one of the reasons she decided she didn't want to work no more because she ain't had no teeth in her head. It maybe does reach people mentally to a certain point. It's a miserable feeling not being able to smile.
Well, I wanted you to tell your story. Because I know there are people out there who share this story, and we need to highlight how badly people need access to dental health services. So I'm really grateful that you were willing to talk to me about this today, and hopefully we can share this podcast with people who make decisions about dental care, people who provide dental care, and hopefully we can find a way to provide better access, because you're absolutely right. Dental health is a big part of your overall health, and we need to make sure people get the services they need. So thanks so much for talking to me.
Thanks for your time, Lisa.
That was Carlos Richardson describing the challenges accessing dental care. His story highlights the urgent and critical need to improve access to dental health care for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Grapevine Health Podcast. Our producer is Nicholas Elias. Please like us on social media. You can find us at Grapevine Health on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, and on Twitter @HealthGrapevine. Until next time, I'm Dr. Lisa, signing off.